Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, December 12th, 2015, and we are coming to you live from New York City. I'm your host, Zaire Green. My co-host, Alfred Edmond Jr., is right here. I'm going to bring him in just a moment to welcome you guys. But listen, I'm glad you're here because you know that we talk all the time about your love reservoir being tapped into and being and self-love being the source of your love reservoir. So if you are not operating from a space of self-love all the time, even when the relationship is rocky, then you're doing yourself and those around you a disservice. Come on in, baby. Tell the people hello.
Well, happy Self-Love Saturday, everybody. Welcome to Grown Zone Radio, those who are new listeners and, of course, our regulars. We love and appreciate you being here every Saturday and also spreading the word all during the week about the messages and the lessons of the Grown Zone. Just a couple of points. In addition to it being holiday season, everybody, and, of course, we know it's Christmas season and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all the other ways that we're celebrating this time of year, if you haven't notice from all the diamond and jewelry commercials you're seeing on TV right now, it's also engagement season.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much from Thanksgiving until Valentine's Day is prime time for the jewelry industry and others who are invested in the wedding bridal industry to really drive this idea that now is a great time to get engaged, and so a lot of people are doing it. And with that in mind, I want to say a great book, whether you're buying it for the holidays, for Christmas, or because you are in a relationship or in your engagement season or you're really thinking about getting engaged, is buying Loving in the Grown Zone now before you put a ring on it.
And for those that you know are considering putting a ring on it,
you
or
might want
for
to buy
the
for
people
them.
Who are,
yes.
who are desperate to get a ring on it.
Or to get a ring off of it. You know, our point is that obviously Loving in the Grown Zone, our book, my book with my wife and my sweetheart, Zaire Green, is a great gift any time of year. But for our intents and purposes, which is healthy relationships, self-love, better decision-making, this is really, really a great gift idea, whether it's somebody you're giving it to for the holidays or certainly for couples you know who are either engaged or getting engaged, or maybe they're newlyweds and you want to get them off on the right foot. So go to lovinginthegrownzone.com, or you can go to Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com, any of the major retailers, and you can purchase as a gift or for yourself, Loving in the Grown Zone.
Now, two things before we get started. One, I had dental work yesterday, so if I sound like I got a bunch of cotton in my mouth, it's because I do. Second, in all disclosure, y'all, Alfred and I are indeed married, but we just got married. We have been promoters of healthy relationships for a very long time. So as we talk about things throughout, then we just want to make sure that we want you guys to know that that we're not pro neither anti marriage. We're pro healthy relationships.
Yes.
So with that, let me go ahead and set up the show, and we can get it going.
Yes.
All right. Self-love means ending unhealthy relationships with or without divorce. Is your marriage held together by the bonds of love, or is it a prison of disrespect, dissatisfaction, and suffering for you and or your spouse? This edition of Grown Zone Radio makes the case that marriage was never meant to be a sentence. All unhealthy relationships, including marriages, must end in one of two ways, either ending the relationship outright, including divorce if necessary, or ending the relationship in order to renegotiate the terms to those of her, which we affectionately call her, honor, esteem, and respect. The Grown Zone, we're neither pro nor anti-marriage. We are champions of healthy relationships that make successful marriages work, okay? The key to reducing divorce rates is not to merely be pro-marriage, but to champion healthy relationship standards. And that's what we want to talk to you about today, and because that is what we do here in the Grown Zone. There are a whole lot of folk who say I do and then seek help when they see the relationship is going south. And we're saying if you're expecting marriage to change in any way, shape, or form the relationship you already have, then you're doing it wrong. Okay?
This is also for you guys and who are, frankly, not helping people, by the way, who see people in unhealthy relationships, who see people in unhealthy marriages, who often see people in abusive marriages where the relationship is absolutely unsustainable. But you're telling them that they must stay married, and if they don't stay married, they're wrong. You're telling them God hates divorce, you're going to be punished, you are not doing a disservice by telling someone that they don't have an option, that they must embrace this, and whatever suffering comes with it is what it comes with it. That's not right.
Well, what's really unfortunate is, and this is where we really have to challenge your beliefs, and we say it constantly in the Grown Zone, because that's the beginning of real growth. When you are grown enough to look at what you believe and the basis for those beliefs, which inevitably came from family and conditioning or societal conditionings, including religion. Unless and until you have the courage to look at where that stuff comes from, because you've been culture, you hear us say this all the time, culture is a beast, y'all. And the biggest culture is family and the things that they instill in you. So that doesn't mean that everything is bad. No, we're saying be grown enough to look at the stuff that's happening around you and in your life and what's working and what's not working.
What's
healthy
and
what's
not
healthy. That's the standard.
That's the standard.
Is it healthy? Is it not healthy? Is the way you're being treated healthy for you? Is it not healthy? Is the way that you treat others healthy for them, healthy for you, healthy for those around? Or is it unhealthy? If it's not healthy, then you have to look at your beliefs around that thing so that you can establish some standards that are some better standards that are going to bring you some better results. Okay? That's where we're going. So, baby, let's talk about a little bit about marriage and how it shouldn't take priority over healthy relationships, and just hit a few points that we believe that, you know, will help people to better understand what we mean by this.
Well, we've said many times, marriage has its place. It's not that marriage doesn't have value. But I've said before, a marriage is like a house. It's not how long it's been standing. It's the condition that it's in. But more importantly, the condition of the underlying foundation of a healthy relationship. So if you focus on just marriage by any means necessary, which many people do, get married, stay married, and you neglect the underlying relationship, that's like stay in that condemned house even though you know the foundation can't support it. So what we're saying is that marriage was intended to be a healthy union, not just any old union.
Yes.
Not just a union for union's sake. It is intended to be a healthy union. And people who dismiss the healthy part of the union are not doing honor to what marriage is supposed to be all about.
At all.
It's certainly not meant to be a life sentence. And you know, we all know some of us grew up in households with parents where one or both of them were serving a sentence, including the cruel and unusual punishment that comes with serving a sentence.
Well, and the children.
It's
a sentence for everybody in the house.
Everybody in the house is an inmate.
And exactly. Alfred says that a different way that I just love. Can you remember?
A house that's not a home is a prison, and pregnancies add inmates.
Yes. So if that's you and you're still adding some inmates, pump the brakes. Just pump the brakes. It's okay. You can do that anytime.
Yes.
So this idea that somehow marriage is a fix-all, it's a pill, it's a
life sentence.
It's a wine that makes everything better. What you think is a wine could indeed turn into a life sentence, especially if you have the belief that marriage should it's so sacred that that you should never end it, regardless of the treatment within it. Now let me say this: marriage, y'all, is a contract. So Alfred says this a lot too, and he says he has a way that he says this, that if you are you're either in the marriage out of love or obligation. And if it's out of obligation, then you're tolerating some things that are just not best interest.
How do you know the difference? If you're telling yourself you're sticking with the marriage because you are committed to marriage, that's a marriage of obligation.
Absolutely.
If you're saying I'm sticking with the marriage because I am committed to my partner, my spouse, that's at least rooted in some kind of foundation of love. I'm not staying because society or this institution is telling me I should stay. I'm staying because I'm committed to you. And that's a critical, critical difference, because you've got a lot of people who are living in the same house, got the piece of paper, been together 30, 40, 50 years, but they don't have a union at all.
At all.
They are just serving out their sentence, and they've said, I'm going to die in this, I'm just going to die in this. And meanwhile, it's unhealthy for them as individuals, and they're certainly not treating each other in healthy ways. And as Zara said, anybody who's in that environment, including minor children, is also serving that sentence.
Well,
so it's not just
about the minor children, because it even as you get older, you look around you, you see unhealthy relationships. I know I sure do.
Yes.
And you still, when you that's why going home for holidays ends up being a difficult thing, because people are staying together way beyond when they ought to. But the reality is, there's such a personal growth gap that they don't know anything else to do, so they're committed to the only thing they knew. And let me say one more thing, baby, and then I'm gonna let you come back in, because I see you on your mark.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of you have heard people say, when I got married, I married God. So I have a commitment to God in this union. So I'm not going to disappoint God. Well, you need to challenge your beliefs, because you ain't married to God. You married to that man. Now, that woman. Or a whole bunch of y'all might be dropping off right now. And that's okay. You just ain't ready for this. So this is not what it's not aligning with you. That's okay. But for those of you that it is resonating with, then you now have a responsibility to close that personal growth gap. Come on, babe.
Well, I just wanted to say that we wrote Loving in the Grown Zone. If people ask, you know, there's a lot of reasons we wrote the book, but I always bottom it out to this. We reject the idea that marriage and suffering go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And too many of us have a low bar for who we marry.
Yes,
we have a low bar for why we marry, and we have a low bar for what we'll tolerate in a marriage, because we have been taught, both by example and by instruction, that marriage and suffering are synonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Think about you're about to get handcuffed, you're about to get the ball and chain,
you better get it all out of your system now,
because we are taught that marriage and loving commitment is supposed to be about deprivation and suffering. And as a result, we marry with too low a standard, with a society that pushes marriage and pushes wedding above all else. Then we accept, in a way that's totally not self-loving, unhealthy treatment and unhealthy behaviors, because we say, oh, well, that's just what you get, all marriage. Every marriage has problems. No marriage is perfect. Listen, just because no relationship is perfect doesn't mean you will be suffering in that relationship.
Exactly. Exactly. So closing the personal growth gap, that's what I want you to hear throughout this show. Closing the personal growth gap. Baby, can we move on?
Yes, baby.
Let's talk a little bit about renegotiating the terms of a relationship that is not healthy.
Yeah, because if a relationship is unhealthy, you only have two ways to go. One is renegotiating the terms of the relationship, which means you're ending the relationship even if you're not leaving the person.
Right.
But you and that person are now going to reestablish the relationship on new terms.
Now, reestablishing the relationship on new terms has to begin, and I don't know what you've heard from anywhere else and what a marriage is, but if a marriage or any relationship does not have as its foundation her honor, esteem, and respect, then it is impossible for that to be a healthy relationship. I'll say that again.
Yep.
If a relationship does not have as its foundation a mutual honoring, esteeming, and respect for one another, then impossible for that to be a healthy relationship.
And that standard applies to all
relationships,
not just romantic and marital relationships. We are here focusing on marriage and romantic relationships, but honor, esteem, and respect is the foundational element of all healthy relationships. So
period.
So when we talk about renegotiating your terms, we're not talking about, okay, I'm going to change jobs. We're going to have sex 5 days a week instead of 4 days a week. You're going to help wash the dishes, and I'm going to get a second. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about what is the commitment we're making to one another about how we treat one another. And if the foundation is not honor, esteem, and respect, it's not going to be healthy. It's not going to be restored.
So part of renegotiating the terms, because here's the reality, y'all. Most marriages came together and are built on attractors.
Yes.
In a relationship, not sustainers. And then people get into trouble because the only way a marriage is going to be healthy is if it has within it, between the two people, as part of how they honor, esteem, and respect each other, sustainers, which is about behaviors, not attractors. So we are attracted based on what somebody looks like, what they have, the things that they do.
Well, I pulled up on GrownZone.com the six attractors that cause us to commit and marry each other, and then, of course, the six sustainers that sustain relationships. The attractors are good looks, good living, good sex, good money, good status, and good religion.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to GrownZone.com and learn more about those. We have terms of GrownZone terms you can learn. Those are the things that, and here's that, those are things, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they are things means that they are subject to change, loss, devaluation. So, as Zara said, they attract us to one another,
mm-hmm.
but they're not going to sustain relationships. So, when
so,
you talk about.
So, we're not saying that there's anything wrong with you having those attractors.
Yes.
We're saying that if that is where it ends for you and you make long term decisions based on that, your marriage is already in trouble. Before you say I do.
Absolutely. But if you're going to recommit, if you're saying we're going to end this relationship based on these terms, but stay together and recommit based on these new terms, here are the sustainers you need to focus on. You need to focus on respect, compassion, forgiveness, acceptance, fidelity, and safety. You are saying that both of you are committing to these new terms of how you're going to operate in the relationship in order to get a fresh start and to change your relationship from an unhealthy relationship, an unsustainable relationship, to a healthy, sustainable one.
Yeah.
And here's the last point of this whole renegotiation of terms. Both partners must be proceeding willingly,
mm-hmm.
not out of obligation, not out of coercion, not out of bribery, not out of seduction, if I'll give you more sex to make you do the right thing, or if you don't do this, I'm not going to pay for that. If it's anything other
than the ultimatums,
then the
ultimatums all
and the threats.
If you have to coerce somebody to,
exactly.
to, you know, as my daddy said, when the moment you begin to, you think you got to convince and convert somebody to loving you, then it's already the wrong person.
Absolutely.
So that's where you just skip on to the end part. And then you work on yourself because those are personal growth issues. That's self-loving issues when you feel like you have to convince and convert somebody to loving you. You are not ready for a healthy relationship because you have not solidified your love of self.
That's right, baby.
Okay. I think we go ahead on and take a break right now.
Yes, baby.
I chose this song Alfred chose the song. I chose the version.
Mm-hmm.
This is Patti LaBelle singing Baby, who
if
is
If you don't know me by now, the Howard Melvin and the Blue Note classic, and many people have sung it because it's one of the songs that everybody who sings it gets a hit out of it. And, of course, Patti LaBelle does an amazing version. It's the hit written by Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, the Philadelphia Sound.
She gives
a little tribute to them in the song because she's out of that school, the Philadelphia Sound herself. But, again, If You Don't Know Me By Now is really perfect for this topic, and that's why we selected it today.
All right. We'll be right back. Enjoy.
Understand me like I understand you. Oh, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. It ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home.
Now
I love me some screaming Patty. Carlise, you be talking about I'm screaming. I don't scream like Patty screams.
I love me some Patty, too. Who doesn't love them some Patty? Patty's just, obviously, she's one of the most amazing performers of our time. Gamble and Huff are among the most legendary songwriters of a generation. And that's one of those songs that everybody records it because they know they got a guaranteed hit if they record that song. But here's the point I want to make out of that song, and I'm going to make kind of specific reference. Zara and I are relatively transparent to my first divorce, and I've been divorced twice prior to marrying Zara, and so has Zara been divorced twice prior to marrying me.
Which is why we can so definitively tell you guys divorce has to be an option. When
because
it's
we
out.
Wouldn't have what we have
we wouldn't be
now
together.
If
we
had
be
followed
able to
that and accepted we're, those beliefs.
Exactly.
So, but here's what I want to say, and I think this song is a kind of example of that. It's easy to say you should divorce if your spouse is a serial cheater or your spouse beats on you. Or it's easier because some people still have a hard time doing
it. Right.
But there are some obvious things. You're like, the person's, abusing me, constantly unfaithful, unemployed. There's some obvious things that could say, okay, at least I got a justification for ending this relationship.
Right.
But what it gets harder is when the two people in the relationship are not bad people at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first marriage. It wasn't like two bad people who were just making life miserable for each other. We just weren't healthy for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you are stuck in these relationships because your spouse is not a bad person, and you're not a bad person. In our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, we talk about the decency being one of the main ways people get trapped
mm-hmm.
in unhealthy relationships. They can't think of a good reason not to be in the relationship.
They choose the when they're ready. They just decide they're ready for a relationship and choose the best of what's available.
Yeah. And then you find that you're unhappy, but you feel guilty because you don't feel like you have a justification for being
unhappy.
We know
so many people like that.
Because, the person's not really bad. They're not doing anything to me. They're not. And so you need to have the courage, using the standards of honor, esteem, and respect, using the sustainers that we talked about, acceptance, forgiveness, compassion, safety, et cetera, to be able to say, Maybe I lowered the bar on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't feel bad about admitting that.
And lowering the bar doesn't mean that they are lesser of a person. It means you've lowered the bar to your own standards.
Of
what's healthy for you.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that they're not healthy people in and of themselves or that they won't be healthy for another. It just means that together you don't drive each other. You're not passionate about each other.
Yeah.
You're not on the same page. You're not aligned.
You don't feel nourished by one another.
Exactly.
And strengthened.
And that's what a marriage. If it's not that, you got something, but you don't have a marriage.
So that song talks about the singer saying we have reached an impasse.
Yeah.
And if you reach an impasse and you can't renegotiate the terms, then divorce, which is our third point and final point, has to be an option.
It has to be an option for you because, if you've renegotiated the terms and you're really working on that personal growth thing, and I'm going to tell you right now, that part is not easy by yourself without somebody, without intentional personal growth. So trying to do it with somebody else, it's a difficult thing.
Yes.
So, you have to go, how much of my own effort and how much time am I really willing to give to this thing? And even if it means you, because it's what I did with my first divorce. But before I divorced, I didn't say I'm ready to divorce. I said, dude, I'm going to need you to go over there and figure some things out, and I'm going to stay over here. And I wasn't asking for a divorce. I was asking us to renegotiate some terms.
Yes, same thing with my first marriage.
Let's renegotiate some terms. Let's see if we can work this thing out. But the personal growth was just not there on either of our parts to be able to do that, and it ended up ending in divorce. And that's often what happens. But during that divorce period, I really had to get fixed on personal growth and challenging my own beliefs about a lot of things. And I grew as a result. So divorce has to be an option because having healthy relationships requires you to end unhealthy relationships.
Yes.
Divorce does not equal undeserving. We got to hit that right quick before we leave, baby.
Those of you who have already divorced, you need to let go of the guilt and the shame and the blame of yourself and of your former spouse.
Yeah.
And those who are contemplating it, you have to reject the outside voices, your mama, your daddy, your pastor, or your inside voice in your head telling you you're a bad person for even thinking this.
Yes.
There's no room for guilt or shame in the grown zone.
None.
Especially when it comes to deciding that you must end this unhealthy relationship in order to make space for a healthy one.
And I'll tell you something that's going to be inevitable, and why another reason personal growth is necessary. When you feel like you need to end it because the other person wasn't as committed as you were, then it's impossible to not to place blame. It's impossible not to, unless you are committed to personal growth, because you don't. It doesn't have to be somebody's fault. It could just be this thing has run its course and it needs to end. Sometimes things run their course because you have grown up, because you learned some more, because you are better equipped to live a self-loving life, not and so it does. You've risen on the self-love, and so. You can no longer do some things or serve others in
the
way that you
have. Well, you're not
going
to accept suffering. Self-love and suffering are not going to exist in the same
Period.
Space. Period.
That is.
Yep.
That is. All right, y'all. The show is over. I hope y'all are still here. So until next time, y'all
live
and
love
in
the grown zone.
We love y'all.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody. I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached the fork in the road of my life. And ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm driving these bags, I'm making room for my joy.